Welcome to the Fabric Podcast. This week, we gathered with another Minneapolis community called Spirit Garage at Minnehaha Falls and got to explore songs and thoughts and games to make us think and being community beyond what we might normally call our community. In this episode of our podcast, you'll hear Pastor Holly Johnson share a poem by Marge Piercy, a brief clip of the mixed band of Spirit Garage and Fabric musicians, and some other comments about that song and what it means to be together from Holly. To get a fuller experience, we'd encourage you to watch the video from the morning. You'll find a link to it in the description.
As we begin today, I want to center us in whatever it is our time of being holy. And so if you would take a few deep breaths together, that'll be our first exercise in hanging out together in this time. So whether you're in our live stream at home or here present, let's breathe in the breath of God and breathe that back out into the world. Breathe in God's peace and breathe that back out into the world. Breathe in God's grace and breathe that back out into the world that so desperately needs it. And as we center ourselves in this time that talks about how we are connected, how we are woven, hear this poem by Marge Piercy called The Seven of Pentacles. Under a sky the color of pea soup, she is looking at her work growing away there actively, thickly like grapevines or pole beans, as things grow in the real world slowly enough. If you tend them properly, if you mulch, if you water, if you provide birds that eat insects a home and winter food, if the sun shines and you pick off the caterpillars, if the praying mantis comes and the ladybugs and the bees, then the plant flourishes, but at their own internal clock. Connections are made slowly. Sometimes they grow underground. You cannot always tell by looking what is happening. More than half a tree is spread out in the soil underneath your feet. Penetrate quietly as the earthworm that blows no trumpet. Fight persistently as the creeper that brings down the tree. Spread like the squash plant that overruns the garden. Gnaw in the dark and use the sun to make sugar. Weave real connections. Create real nodes. Build real houses. Live a life you can endure. Make life that is loving. Keep tangling and interweaving and taking more in a thicket and bramble. Wilderness to the outside, but to us, it is the interconnected with rabbit runs and burrows and layers. Live as if you liked yourself, and it may happen. Reach out and keep reaching out. Keep bringing in. This is how we are going to live for a long time. Not always. For every gardener knows that after some digging, after the planting, after the long season of tending and growth, the harvest comes.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier?
It's 2021 now, more than halfway through 2021. And slowly this summer we came out of our houses. Maybe you're going back to school or to work. Maybe you ventured into a restaurant, taken a vacation. In about 2 hours, I hope I'll be taking my first flight since. That's assuming I make it out of here in time, by the way. Maybe you've had your vaccinated friends over for dinner, or at least taken a walk. Everybody's in a different place in this. And this is a happy time, right? We're so happy to get back together. We came back to these kinds of gatherings or services with faith communities. However you look at it, some things changed, and we tried to figure it out. We know we have to be together, but how? That's always been the question. First, masks may not be effective, and then everyone should wear them, and maybe outside, but definitely inside. And then vaccinated people don't need masks, but then scientists learn more, gather more evidence, and figure out that the rules need to change to reflect that. And so they continue to learn, and we continue to adjust to that center. Being indoors, but not with large groups, maybe with masks, but Delta. Actually, more dangerous for kids, more contagious than we thought, and it all just keeps changing. And of course, it's hard to keep up with the changes, especially when everybody's listening to different voices. So we have people here who are not vaccinated and could be, and we have people here who don't want to wear masks. Well, actually, I don't know many people who want to wear masks. Maybe the guy who was trying to steal the kayaks from my neighbor's yard the other day. That guy had a purpose for a mask that was different than the rest of them. He didn't get the kayaks, by the way. I yelled at him. I just stood up on my deck and said, "Hey, you're being watched." And he looked at me and I said, "Yeah, you." Yeah, my phone was on the other end of the house, so that was harder to do. But we come together out of this time having come through the same storm, or maybe we're still in it. I guess we're still in it, and we might be for a while. But in different ways, some very much alone, and some needing a lot of space from their loved ones now. Some who kind of enjoyed a simpler life with less things on their schedule, who aren't sure how much peopling they're ready to do yet, have to plan their schedules to make some space for that new kind of reality. Some who are ready to be around people, and some who really can't be ready yet. Some who can't wait to share a meal, and then the question is it safe to eat together? Do we even know how to talk to people anymore? Do we even know, do we shake hands? It's an awkward time. And we come together today as people from different faith communities or no faith communities. Apart from all things COVID-related, we come together on a wide prism of practice with different ideas about how we do what we do on Sunday mornings, if it happens on Sunday mornings, and what words we use to describe what it is that we do, and different ideas about faith and how it's practiced, and even whether they call it faith or not. And yet we're all here together. We're one, but we're not the same. Those are some of the lyrics from the song that we just heard a second ago, with so many poignant lines. They ask, is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Good question in the midst of a pandemic. Is it easier if you have someone to blame? We've done a little bit of that. Yeah. And then some questions about what you're here for. Are you here for forgiveness? Have you come to raise the dead? Or did you come to play Jesus to the lepers in your head? Yeah. See, it's a lot. We all come with a lot, all of us, which is why one of the ways that we are the same, one of the ways that we are one, but not the same, because we all bring something different with our a lot, but we do have just the one life. But this time, this ruptured time, as Krista Tippett called it in On Being One Day last month, is an apocalypse of sort. And that word apocalypse is a little different than maybe the movies make it out to be. It's defined as an unveiling or a revealing. An apocalypse is this ruptured time that we're living in, this marker, this stopping, and we don't know yet what is being revealed about us or about our world or about how we live. Whatever transformation we are in, it isn't over yet. And we don't know yet what it is that we're learning or who we will be on the other side of this time, or even when we'll reach that other side. In fact, we probably won't know for years, because it's probably one of those things we'll have to see in hindsight to know what it is that we're learning. We won't know until it's something we've already incorporated into us. The ancient faith traditions were built and are still struggling around these very questions that we're so affronted with today. And they usually are rising up out of times that were ruptured times. And they rose up in order to help answer those questions. What does it mean to be human? How are we together? And how do we want to live? How do we want to be towards each other?
Thanks for listening. We hope this conversation continues in your life. You can find other Fabric folks through our social media accounts at FabricMPLS, or find resources for discussions with smaller groups, family and friends on our website. We also have live gatherings in the Twin Cities we'd love for you to be part of. Learn more at FabricMPLS.com.